您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
Your eating habits can speak volumes about your personality. In the same way, your shower habits can be quite telling too. After today's show, you'll be able to find your shower habit and see what it says about you. 你最真实的自己在洗澡的时候可能会表现出来哦，你相信吗？So let's go through the list more or less and see if your shower habits are as revealing as mine. Okay, I'll go first. Basically, what I definitely would do when I go into a shower, that is singing in a shower. It is the best thing. I mean, you go into the shower and you're in a closed environment. It's just you, the shower, and the shampoo bottle. And that becomes my microphone. That also becomes my Oscar Academy Award in my hand. And I've practiced many times. Oh, thank you so much. You know, I thank the team. I thank the crew. I thank all of those who have helped me. And most of all, I need to thank my parents. If they didn't help me, you know, raise me up, how could have I gotten this award of best actress? Okay.
Well, it was singing, and then now acting as well.
Yes,
I mean,
I'm very
talented
in the shower.
In the shower, aren't you?
Yes, I'm talented everywhere.
Multi-talented.
Thank you. Oh, humble brag.
Well,
humble
it makes
brag.
My shower activities seem very dull, I must say. I just...
You dull? Never,
I just
Mark,
go in the
never.
Shower, leave the shower, dry myself with a towel, and that's it. It's not very interesting at all. But the one thing that I can confess up to, actually, is that I was always quite tempted. Like, if I was somewhere where there was a bath, like a hotel or somewhere like, you know, where there was a bath, I was always tempted to shave in the bath just to save time.
Oh.
What? Well, I haven't finished the story yet, but I never did it, Her Young, because of the kind of reaction that you just gave us to that, right? Horror, right? Then, when I was watching a Ling Ling Chi movie, James Bond movie, he was shaving in the bath. And then after that, I thought, oh, that's all right then. And ever since, I've shaved in the bath, because I saw James Bond doing it. I thought, it's okay then.
That was a major overshare, Mark.
Was it? What's your confession?
Well, I think basically there are two things I would do when I take in a shower. For one thing, definitely I will sing like He Yang did.
Really?
Yeah, because I think the sound effect is even much better than the karaoke sometimes.
That is such a good point.
Yeah, true.
And you're demonstrating the true yourself to your audience, naked, without wearing anything.
Yeah.
It's the real side of yourself. That's this one thing. And another thing I definitely would do during the shower is I brush my teeth. Actually, we debated about this a couple of days ago in office. Do you do this?
Brush my teeth in the shower? No.
Because according to report, a lot of men do so.
Don't do it. And I will be honest with you. If there's someone else using the sink, then I will. Yeah. I'm not actually in the shower. I will sort of use the water from the shower. I will lean... I put the toothbrush in the shower... No, I put the toothbrush in the shower water and then clean my teeth. I must say, Her Young, you do know that men shave different parts than women, right? I mean, I'm talking about facial hair, right? Well, it bothered me that she was so shocked by what I said. It's not really a big deal, you know, for a man to have a shave in the bath.
Oh, Mark, you've just muddied the water even
more. Well, women
more.
Shave their legs, don't they? That's what I'm referring to.
Yeah, that's the only things we're referring to, obviously. Mm. Let me just try to clarify, who are the people that brush their teeth in the shower? So it's a person who will take full advantage of the multitasking brain. Mm. And those who like to sing, like myself, you are a confident individual who doesn't overly worry about what other people think about you. And this will help you to go far in life. Oh, okay. Some nice words that I've picked out for myself and those who are in my breed. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of other types of things people do in a shower, and I have to proudly announce that it's not just singing in the shower that I do. There's this also taking a long, luxurious bath. That is something that I enjoy immensely, too. You are showing the world that there is no need to be stressed out, and even if you're in times of stress or drama, you know that you can prefer letting things go and enjoy life's simple pleasures instead. I didn't read so much out of it from my own action, but I think it's something that's very relaxing and soothing. And sometimes I read, and sometimes I would put on very cheesy music, like Anya, you know, that's so stereotypical.
Oh, yeah, that's good for that. Do you ever have some things in the bath, like those bath bomb things, you know, and a candle? Do you have that?
Sometimes I do.
An essential oil as well?
Oh, now we're finding all your secrets, aren't we? Now we're finding out all your secrets.
You know so much about this. Well, give us more information on the different kind of oils and bath salt and all kinds of great things to put in the bath, will you?
Unfortunately, the only essential oil I use is the lavender oil and the tea tree oil and milk. I combine them together, mix them together.
It can be relaxing, actually, to do that kind of thing.
Our WeChat listener, Tricia, says that what she or he likes to do, probably she, is to just let water rinse all over her, and she knows it's a bad thing, that it's not environmental friendly, but that's what she likes to do. And our lovely listener, Susie, says she listens to Roundtable during her shower, and I think that is a great idea. I would recommend that to everyone. So you're getting the hot topics, you're getting your English improved, and you get to listen to these three very interesting people talking about interesting things. Yeah, that's just a self-promotion from me.